Hello, good afternoon. It's the 29th of June 2015, and this is Paul O'Mahony talking to you from my mobile studio. And it's just before 2 o'clock on a showery day now, so I am just nipping into town. I put something on the long finger for long enough, so I gotta nip into town and try to sort it out. And let me stop there. I wanted to discuss the language, the kind of language that we use in Ireland in comparison with the language that you use. And I was thinking that although we, let us say, all speak English, I'm really now just talking obviously about people who do speak English, but we come from such different cultural backgrounds that first of all, the phrase, I'm just nipping into. And I'm not sure if that phrase is widely used in other cultures. And, you know, I'm limited by the fact that I've lived all my life, with a few tiny exceptions, in the UK or Ireland, or Ireland and the UK, depending upon which, because I've lived about equal amount of times in each. But the phrase, I'm just nipping in or nipping out to do something. Is that used everywhere? I don't know. And now I'm nipping into town. And yet I live in a city. But I'm saying I'm nipping into town. So this isn't a town. It's a small city. Like in one way, everybody knows Cork is a city. It's the second biggest city in the Republic of Ireland. But here I am calling it a town. I'm nipping into town to do something. Again, is that a usual thing? If, you know, you're in New York, do you say, I'm nipping into town? If you're in Baltimore, do you say, I'm nipping into town? If you're in Melbourne, am I nipping into town? If you're in Hong Kong, do you say, I'm nipping into town? Or wherever for that matter, Vancouver. And then I'm nipping into town in order to deal with something that I've put on the long finger. Now, putting something on the long finger, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? To me, it means I'm going to deal with something I've put off until now. I've put it on the long finger until now. That means I've put it off until now. Or to say generally, I've put it on the long finger. It means I've put it on the back burner, right? But I'm not talking about putting something on the back burner. I'm talking about putting something on the long finger. Yes, it's a form of, you could say, procrastination. But you get the idea anyway. So I'm, you know, nipping somewhere into a town when I live in a city, and I'm going to deal with something that's on the back burner. And that's one of the things, you know, that's just one simple sentence of an example of what it's like to live in Ireland. You live here, just as I expect you live in your area, with a whole type of language which has the appearance of being similar to other people's languages, but is actually very local. There will be certain phrases exported from culture to culture. There'll be certain phrases which mean opposite things. I mean, if I say to somebody in the UK, I put it in the press, I'll go and get my shirt out, I put it in the press, they won't know what I'm talking about. They might even think that I have put my shirt in to be pressed. And I don't know what you would think in the United States or in other parts of Canada or anywhere else for that matter if I told you I'd put my clothes in the press. And yet I grew up and I never said I put anything in the cupboard. We didn't have a cupboard at home. We didn't have a hot cupboard. We had a hot press. That's a place with, you know, enough heat in it to dry out some clothes that might be a bit damp, or warm up some clothes. But it had absolutely nothing to do with crushing or pressing the clothes so that they'd have a crease in them. So when I came back to Ireland, I had to, a certain extent, learn this language. Well, I didn't set out on a Monday morning to learn it. But for example, in Ireland, you would never use the distinction between I will and I shall. The difference between I will and I shall is pretty clear in some parts of England, I know that for sure. But it's far from clear in Ireland. And that, you know, the point about using shall in the first person plural and first person singular, all of that, which is stuff I learned as a child in order to, quote, learn correct usage. All of that is fascinating, isn't it? It's really, really fascinating, the variety of language we use. And this is quite different from the fact that we use, if you like, different words for things. You know, eggplant. Eggplant. We don't have eggplant in Ireland. You know, we have eggs, we have chickens, we have boiled eggs, fried eggs, scrambled eggs, omelettes, but we certainly don't have eggplants. Eggs, as far as we're concerned, come from chickens. But in some countries in the world, they have eggplant. I mean, it is, you know, such a difference between cultures in that way. So if I'm to pick a word out of all of this experience to summarize this experience, if you like, you know, a single word to, you know, recall to mind, what would it be? And I suppose all I really, the simplest and easiest one to remember is language. So I'm going to pick the word language as a symbol, as a symbolic sound, if you like, for this experience that I think we all have of using words, not just individual words, but phrases in different ways, and the amusing consequences that come as a result of this. So my word for today in relation to Ireland that I contribute to the AudioMo community of people who have been contributing audio pieces to other people who are also mad about the use of audio during the month of June. But the word I'm using is the word language. Thank you very much for listening to this piece of language. And I hope it wasn't too cheeky for your taste. Bye for now.